堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
Don't forget to go to the bank on Thursday because Friday is a holiday.
Question number two.
Can we get this tape recorder repaired?
Question number three.
I thought Steve was very disagreeable during dinner last night.
Question number four.
She doesn't know what to do with her time today.
Question number five.
It used to take Betty months to finish reading a book, but now she gets through one a week.
Question number six.
The visitors asked us to recommend a good restaurant that isn't too far away.
Position too long. I like to fall asleep.
Shake it a little before you get up.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question number 28. Before we play again, I'm going to buy a good tennis ball.
The shoes aren't in very good shape either.
What does the woman imply? Question number 29. Let's call Carol one more time. Maybe she's home by now.
Can it wait till morning?
What does the woman mean? Question number 30. Did you hear about Jim?
I wouldn't give that rumor any credibility.
What does the woman mean? Question number 31.
Why are you squinting at the picture?
Well, I normally wear glasses, but I broke them. What does the man imply? Question number 32. Have the parts we need for the copier arrived yet?
I ordered them last week, but something's holding them up.
What does the woman mean? Question number 33. We have this, or you might be interested in these note cards.
I think I'd really rather have some silly yellow paper for my correspondence.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Question number 34.
I thought you said you couldn't come to the meeting.
Oh, no, I can. What does the man mean? Question number 35. This pizza tastes bland. There isn't enough sauce.
I've had better, too.
What does the woman mean? Now we will begin part C. Question 36 to 38. Listen to a conversation between two friends. Hi, Kate. Mind if I join you?
No, not at all. Have a seat.
Have any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going up to New York City for a conference.
That's a coincidence. My roommate's going to New York City. Are you driving? Maybe you should drive together.
No, I'm going to take a train to some station. I'm worried about the train.
Well, what are you going to do in New York?
I'm visiting a friend I met last summer at Vintage. Remember I went to meet the camp in Vermont? I shared a cabin with Laura, and now she's just moved to Manhattan, so I'm going up to see her in the place.
You two will probably have a lot to talk about.
Didn't you tell me you were from New York? No, I'm from California. I've never even been to New York before. I'll give you three guesses what we're going to do Saturday night.
What's going to do with you, guess?
Right. We're going to hear the New York Philharmonic at Lincoln Center.
Wow. I wish I were going with you. Number 36. How will Kate travel to her destination? Question number 37. Where did Laura and Kate meet? Question number 38. What do Laura and Kate have in common? Question 39 through 43. Listen to an oceanographer at Green Science Institute. Scientists believe that when the oceans were young, they contained only a trace of salt, and that the level of salinity has been growing gradually. Over the years, rains have worn away the rocky mantle of the continent. Minerals released by the ocean have been carried to the sea by the flow of river water. This water adds several billion tons of salt to the oceans annually. There are other sources of oceanic salt, too. One source is underwater volcanic action. These eruptions occur along the mid-ocean ridge and release great amounts of salt into the sea each year. However, these sources of salt don't increase the actual mineral composition of the water by much because of the enormous chemical requirements of marine life. Oysters, clams, snails, and other mollusks use salt to build shells and shellfish. Coral reefs also consume large amounts of salt. Also, some salt leaves the ocean through the process of evaporation. As salts escape into the atmosphere, they go into the creation of raindrops. This is why the coast receives more rain than landlocked areas. You see, more salt exists in the atmosphere near the ocean, thereby attracting increased moisture and producing rain. Question number 39. What is the topic of this talk? Number 40. What does the speaker say about the ocean's level of saltiness? Question number 41. Listen to the following incident in broadcast on the radio. Good morning. This is Alan Pierce, reporting for University Radio. In the local news this morning, Mountain Lake Cycling Tour is about to begin. In the studio, we have with us Marilyn O'Connell, president of the Law Budget Tour Sponsor. Marilyn, can you tell us what this tour is all about?
Well, Alan, the Mountain Lake Cycling Tour is a two-day bicycle tour from Ottawa to Houston and back. It's not a race, but more like an endurance event for recreational cycling. People do it for fitness and fun, and try to better their time every year.
How long does it take to cycle one way?
About 7 to 9 hours for the average cycle. Maybe you can do it in 4 hours. But as I said, the tour is not intended to be a race.
How many people will be taking part in this year?
This is our biggest year ever. We have 1,200 cyclists registered.
To be on the road when the cyclists start up?
Don't worry. We've introduced staggered starts to avoid this problem. Our first group will leave Ottawa at 7 o'clock. Another group will follow every 20 minutes.
Thank you, Helen. Now, down to the starting line at the university. Question 44. Where does this interview take place? Question 45. Who is Marilyn O'Connell? Question 46. Why do cyclists participate in the Mountain Lake Cycling Tour? Question 45. In what order will the cyclists be the starting line? Question 48 through 50. Listen to the song beginning in anthropology class.
Good morning, class. Last time you started to talk about crops and traditions of early agriculture-based society. We had said that corn was the one food that dominated the food-growing activities of those early American Indian tribes that relied on farming for food. The early farmers, the American Indians, planted lots of varieties of food, including the kind of corn we use today, popcorn. The corn was prepared in different ways. It could be eaten fresh from the field, sometimes it was boiled, sometimes the corn was roasted or parched. But most of the corn was dried on the cob, and later it was ground into flour. The advantage of this method was that dried corn could be stored for long periods of time without spoiling. The American Indian harvested the corn twice. The first harvest was the green corn, or sweet corn harvest. This harvest was accompanied by a ceremony of thanksgiving. The farmers thought that this celebration would protect the farmers from disaster. The final harvesting of the ripe corn and the harvest of ceremony took place about 6 weeks later. During this harvesting, the farmers pulled back the husks of corn and braided them together. Big bundles were prepared this way and were dried for use later on throughout the winter. After the corn was eaten, the farmers used the dried cuts to make all sorts of different things, like masks, moccasins, dolls, and ceremonial masks.
Question number 48. What is the main subject of this song? Question number 49. According to the speaker, how was most of the corn prepared? Question number 50. After the farmers ate the corn from the second corn harvest, what did they do with the husks? Question number one. Question number one.
You want hot corn.
Question number two. If I'd read the book more carefully, I might have given a better report. Question number three.
She was curious that the waitress got her order so quickly.
Question number four.
The problem with our apartment is that it has only one small clothes shop.
Question number five.
I went shopping today and bought this necklace for 50% off.
Question number six.
Look at all this food that's left over.
Question number seven. I'm really sleepy now, and it's only 8 o'clock.
room number 8.
Why didn't you join us for coffee when the seminar was over?
Question number 9. By turning against Harry, Bob lost the only real friend he had in life. Question number 10.
If you tell my brother to come at 1 o'clock, you can be sure he'll get here at 3.
Question number 11. Before winning the marathon, Gordon ran 50 miles a week. Question number 12.
The addition to the library has 4 stories.
Question number 13.
I never thought that Stan would try to get out of filling his book.
Question number 14. The laboratory assistant swept up the broken glass. Question number 15.
Stan unlocks the door with a key.
Question number 16.
If she's free, our art history professor will join us at the museum on Thursday.
Question number 17.
The applicant was asked to come back for a second meeting with a bank manager.
Question number 18.
Even you can't repair the tape recorder this time.
Question number 19. Although he isn't a diligent student, he still gets passing grades. Question number 20.
You've been selected to run this committee?
Now we will begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21. I'm surprised to see you in class. I heard you were sick.
Me? You've got me mixed up with somebody else.
What does the woman mean? Question number 22.
Excuse me, about that last chart?
Well, let me finish this one, and then I'll take your questions. What does the man mean? Question number 23.
We certainly have a lot of talk. There seems to be one in every room.
My family gave them to me because I have trouble keeping track of the time. What are the man and woman discussing? Question number 24.
What harder makes a woman even mine?
Why not just sit there? What does the man's response mean? Question number 25. I just can't seem to get up in time for my first class.
How about going to bed earlier than I prefer?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question number 26.
Can you see the other phone over here? I have a client coming to see me.
Well, I kind of have my hands full. What does the man mean? Question number 27.
You must have lost some weight. What's that bag in my hands?
They don't look that loose to me.
What does the woman mean? Question number 28.
Washing dishes at the cafeteria. Oh, boy.
Why don't you sit and deliver flour with you?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question number 29.
I'm not even going to wear a jacket.
I have been unpleasantly warm with you.
What does the woman imply? Question number 30.
I thought you said you didn't have to go to the bank this morning.
That was before I got this check.
What can be inferred about the woman? Question number 31.
Are these people right with you, or would you like to move back?
I don't really like sitting so close.
What does the man mean? Question number 32.
See that guy over there in the corner? He comes in every Thursday night around 6, and he just sits there for hours.
Odd, but there's not much we can do, as long as he orders something. What does the woman imply? Question number 33.
I hope you have a chance to pick up those financial aids with you.
I thought I'd get Dave to do it later.
What does the man say about the papers? Question number 34.
The school had the football field redone over the summer.
It's about time.
What does the woman imply? Question number 35.
If I had realized how many lab sessions she required, I never would have taken Dr. White's call.
Well, the deadline for dropping is past.
What does the man mean? This is the end of part B. On to the next page. Now, we will begin part C. Questions 36 through 39. Listen to a telephone conversation.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling about the department of advertising.
There were two, a three-bedroom and a two-bedroom, but the larger one came empty.
Oh, that's okay. I was only interested in the three-bedroom. Can you tell me what it's like?
Well, it's quite spacious and has fun most of the day. It's really cheerful. It also has an eating kitchen, and there's plenty of privacy there.
That's good. The ad said the rent was $525 a month. Does that include the electricity?
No. Tenants have to pay their own utilities. That's no problem at all. Each tenant has assigned a particular stage, and that stage is theirs as long as they stay in the apartment.
Great. That's how rents are these days. It's almost too good to be true.
Listen, why don't you come over tomorrow and see for yourself? Bring my buggy, number 16. I'll be in all morning.
Fine. See you then.
Question number 36. Why are the man and the woman discussing the apartment? Number 37. What does the woman say about the two-bedroom apartment? Question number 38. What does the woman say about parking? Question number 39. What is the man's reaction to the apartment? Questions 40 through 42. Listen to an announcement about a class being offered.
For the second consecutive summer, the Community Center will be offering American Sign Language and the Performing Arts. A series of classes, seminars, and workshops designed to develop the special skills needed to use American Sign Language on the stage. Beginning with advanced students will learn acting and mind readings. The course lasts 4 weeks. Credit is awarded by Metropolitan State College upon completion of the program. Classes are also offered for deaf children and adults. For more information on this program, please call 555-3080.
Question number 40. What is the main topic of the course? Question number 41. Approximately how long will the course last? Question number 42. What will be given to the students who complete the program? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a conversation.
Hi, Bob. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Is that what Professor Lowell said?
Yes. I have to do an analysis of a poem we read in class.
That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. And I also have to study a lot of math and history. I don't know how I'm going to do it all.
You know, Don, I've been doing well in math, so I'd be happy to learn.
Oh, that would be great, Jenny.
If you like, we can start after I come back from school.
Okay. I'll see you in front of the library.
Good luck with the poem.
Question number 43. Where is Jenny going? Question number 44. Why can't Dawn go with Jenny? Question number 45.
What does Professor Lowell probably teach? Question number 36. What does Jenny offer to do for Dawn? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk on recent medical discoveries.
Welcome to MedTalk, a weekly broadcast examining important medical topics. My name is Dr. Virginia James, and I'm an orthopedic surgeon at City Hospital. I'm going to talk with you today about a groundbreaking discovery, the use of C4 in the repair of broken bones. In surgery, we often find that to repair a fracture, we need to add bone or some other material to the patient's injured bone. Historically, we have used bone from elsewhere in the patient's body, in particular the ribs, hips, and skull. But these sources seldom produce sufficient quantities of bone. Donors can be another source of bone, but the transplant of bone may not be compatible with the patient's body, and therefore runs the risk of rejection. Another alternative source, synthetic bone, can cause inflammation and infection. The body seems to like coral, however. It is brittle, more brittle than bone, in fact, and porous. When we join it to the pre-existing bone, live elements of bone, which are blood cells and tissue, grow into the holes in the coral, forming a permanent seal. In this sense, the coral acts as a scaffolding to support new bone growth. Moreover, the coral is practical to use. For one thing, it is plentiful. In addition, the coral can be stored in the form of rock and then whittled into the bone shape. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to listen next week when Dr. Bob Franklin joins me to discuss the importance of prenatal surgery.
Question number 47. What is the main topic of the talk? Question number 48. What does the speaker mention as a disadvantage of transplanting bone from donors? Question number 49. What is one reason that coral works well as a replacement for bone? Question number 50. Why does the speaker find